think the Christian life is nice and tidy, you may want to think again. Hey, welcome to On My Walk, the reading podcast that helps you capture reading's aha moments and apply them to your life and leadership. I just completed my reading of Run with the Horses by Eugene Peterson, The Quest for Life at Its Best. Peterson introduces us to the prophet Jeremiah, and in the process of looking at Jeremiah's life is helping us to understand what this life of faith in God looks like. And one of the things he's going to point out is that it's not nice or tidy. It's not the easy way out in life. Peterson writes, "Far too many people go to religion the way I go to a baseball game, to escape the muddle, to have everything clear, to find a good seat from which they can see the whole scene at a glance, evaluate everyone's performance easily, and see people get what they deserve. Moral box scores are carefully penciled in. Statistics are obsessively kept. Many religious meetings are designed to meet just such desires. The world is reduced to what can be organized and regulated. Every person is clearly labeled as being on your side or the other side. There's never any doubt about what is good and what is bad." But that's not the life of faith. Peterson said, Flannery O'Connor once remarked that she had an aunt who thought that nothing happened in a story unless somebody got married or shot at the end. Now listen closely, because the point he makes speaks specifically to the life of faith. He said, life seldom provides such definitive endings. As a consequence, the best stories, the stories that show us our true condition by immersing us in reality, don't provide them either. Let's listen to what Peterson writes.
Life is ambiguous. There are loose ends. It takes maturity to live with the ambiguity and the chaos, the absurdity and the untidiness. If we refuse to live with it, we exclude something, and what we exclude may very well be the essential and dear, the hazards of faith, the mysteries of God. Jeremiah ends inconclusively. We want to know the end, but there is no end. The last scene of Jeremiah's life shows him, as he had spent so much of his life, preaching God's word to a contemptuous people. Jeremiah chapter 44. We want to know that he was finally successful, so that if we live well and courageously, we also will be successful. Or we want to know that he was finally unsuccessful, so that, since a life of faith and integrity doesn't pay off, we can get on with finding another means by which to live. We get neither in Jeremiah. He doesn't get married, and he doesn't get shot. In Egypt, the place he doesn't want to be, with people who treat him badly, he continues determinedly faithful. Magnificently courageous, heartlessly rejected. A towering life, terrifically lived.
Spencer Johnson, the great English critic and biographer, said that people need to be reminded much more often than they need to be instructed. And so my aha moment is some reminding from Eugene Peterson, that the towering life, terrifically lived, is the life of faith. But it's not going to be nice and tidy. And it's not an escape from the reality of debt, or cancer, or marital struggles, or wayward kids. And it doesn't mean that every day is going to be a happy day, or an easier day, or even a day when God seems present. But it is life at its best, because it is life lived with God, in the difficult moments and through the difficult moments. In the days, in the words of Flannery O'Connor, when everything gets wrapped up nice and tidy and someone gets shot or married, but more so in those days when the story isn't complete. Someone's not shot, someone's not married, and we just trudge on. That is the life of faith. And that was the life of Jeremiah. And that was the life of Eugene Peterson that ended just this past Monday with his long obedience in the same direction. But what a life it was, and what a life it is. Well, that's my thought on my walk with Eugene Peterson and Run with the Horses, The Quest for Life at Its Best. The question is, what are you going to do with that thought on your walk through life? Until next time, let me encourage you to stop over at onmywalk.com. You can check out some of the reviews that we're putting up. And then I'm looking forward to sharing with you a little bit from The Everything Store by Brad Stones. It's about Jeff Bezos and the age of Amazon. I'll also be taking a look at why I read novels. And I'll have a review of several novels that I've read recently that I think you'll find helpful.